Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. You may have seen the exhibit, Resurfaced and Reformed, Evolution in Studio Ceramics, up at the Tweed Museum at UMD. It's created some wonderful conversations and new ways of thinking about the rich history Minnesota has to offer in the world of ceramics. The show is up for the rest of the summer, and next Tuesday, the Tweed is hosting another Tweevenings, June 2nd at 6:30 p.m., presented by two very influential ceramics professors, James Grittner and John Holden. Their leadership and instruction in the field has fanned out through their many, many students. Speaking on approaches to glazing is James Grittner and our guest today, Professor Butch Holden from Bemidji State University.
My name is Butch Holden, and I've been a potter, a ceramicist, for 40 years. And I've been teaching at the college level for 40 years. Now, I'm trained as a painter. I did undergraduate work and graduate work in painting, and when I finally got in a ceramics class, I was kind of mesmerized by the fact that I made both the surface, some of the surface of a ceramic piece, and the form at the same time. And it's unlike paint; it's chemicals that we're going to be putting on the surface, and they are going to be transformed by fire. And altered, and it'll be changed, metamorphosized. With pottery, you're on the pottery wheel, and there's throw rings or chatter marks, textures that you can carve or imprint. There's lots of things happening on the surface, even while you're making the shape. And then after the shape is made, the clay is still alive. It's transforming. Then we get to glazing. The piece is half-baked, bisque-fired, and we're going to be applying minerals to the surface that will possibly turn into a glass, maybe just turn into a dry surface, but maybe impart a color or a texture. Glaze out of the bucket might have a reddish tinge to it, and then fired, it's green and glossy. It goes through a tremendous transformation. There's so many things that happen to the surface of the pot, both in the making and in the finishing, and then in the glazing, and then again in the firing. So much of the surface can happen in the fire. Atmospheric effects. Maybe I'm kind of overstating this, but it's kind of like magic. You know, what happens to the surface of a pot, both what the artist is putting into it, and then what the material and the firing processes give to the form. It's a collaboration.
If you have a favorite, what would it be?
Well, I think I like the stoneware and porcelain glazes. I fired a cone 10. And I know when I started out, I was kind of, again, kind of fighting the fact that those glazes and that firing range tended to be very earthy. You know, a lot of browns and tans, not very bright colors. And I kind of made it my palette to kind of buck that expectation that stoneware is going to be on the earthy side. Maybe I can get some bright colors, get some contrasts, getting some complementary schemes going. And I think that's where my heart lies. You know, can I make a color move across the surface? You know, have an appeal as well as an engagement. And I think color movement does that for me. So if I got glazes that are moving across, colors that are moving across the surface, patterns that catch the eye and make you move across the surface, then I'm pretty pleased with the outcome.
Join Butch Holden and James Grittner next Tuesday, June 2nd at 6:30 p.m. for Tweevenings, a presentation and conversation at UMD's Tweed Museum of Art. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, or under programs, and listen to this episode again. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.